If you'll bow your heads with me. Lord Jesus, let your spirit come and fall afresh on us. Amen. When I was asked to speak this morning, God said to me, speak about service. Ask Pastor James for a moment to pray before I said yes. I got off the phone with him, and Beverly popped her head out of her office and said, I feel like you should talk about service. I said to God, I hear you. And like most times in my life, when I'm about to do something I'm unsure of, I called my mom, who came this morning to support me. I told her I'd been asked to speak on Sunday, and after a few moments, she said, your dad and I were thinking you should talk about service. Once again, I said to God, I hear you. So indeed, my friends, I'm here to talk about service. It's something I'm passionate about, and clearly God has my back on this topic. Last week, we heard Pastor James share Acts chapter 12, verse 5, which reads, so Peter was kept in prison, but prayer for him was made fervently by the church to God. This verse reflects on how the church prayed earnestly for Peter's release from prison. Pastor James invited us to be a church passionate about our prayer life. This morning, I would like to share some tangible ways our church has answered so many prayers. These faithful acts of service have answered prayers that went unspoken and prayers that were cried out. These prayers were offered by our senior citizens who haven't had a visit from their family or loved ones in over 2 years because of a pandemic. Prayers from people who have had their homes and their safety taken in a moment's notice because of a disaster. Prayers from people that have children, parents and grandchildren, asking for a ministry where their child would finally find a place to fit in and learn the love of God. Prayers from people who didn't know where their next meal was coming from. Prayers for the working poor of Gallatin who can't afford to provide healthy food options or proper health care for their families. Prayers from people who feel unloved in their own community. My prayer this morning is that through what is shared, you would receive a clear picture of the gracious love of our Father. I'm praying His mercy would be revealed to you in a new way. My hope is that your eyes would be open to the reality that when you give to God, He not only provides, but He multiplies. May you be encouraged by the work that we do within ourselves and within this church radiates into the kingdom of God so wide that sometimes we don't see just how far the light has touched. Taylor, Ashley, our praise band, and our choir dedicate their time striving to provide us songs that are based in Scripture. They desire for us to worship on Sunday mornings with songs that are rooted in the gospel. In our contemporary service, we often sing a song called My Worth Is Not in What I Own. This song shares the lyric. Now, I'm not Pastor James, so I'm not going to sing to you, but I'll just read it. It says, I will not boast in wealth or might or in human wisdom's fleeting light, but I will boast in knowing Christ at the cross. As I share these acts of service, we will not boast in ourselves nor point the light onto us. Rather, we will turn our eyes to God as we rejoice together, reflecting on what He has done through the work of His faithful servants. Last summer, we enabled 40 children to strengthen their creative talents to be used for worshiping the Lord through our Master's Creative Arts Camp. Again this summer, for 4 days, we will provide this opportunity to children in Sumner County. This experience is able to be offered to all children, regardless of their circumstances, through your Sunday school classes, providing scholarships. Our volunteers who dedicate their time and monetary donations that cover costs like food. Last summer, 11 youth and 3 volunteers were able to serve the community of Maryville, Tennessee. These members spent 5 days improving the exterior of residents' homes and providing groceries to a senior community. This year, in June, 11 youth and 4 volunteers will travel to the same place and serve in new ways. On a weekly basis, through the help of volunteers, our children and youth are able to meet for 3 types of ministry opportunities. Lexi and I are able to provide an engaging environment for young minds to learn about the love of God because of volunteers. Volunteers who dedicate their time not only to be there and be present, but to build relationships with our young folks. We are called to serve beyond these walls, to invite individuals into the body of Christ. We call this sharing our witness. We have faithful volunteers who offer their time to have a presence at these community events in the past year. In October, we had 10 volunteers at the Fall Festival offering prayers, filling the streets of Gallatin with bubbles, and inviting the community to our church services and other fall events, such as our Trunk or Treat. We had over 300 kids and their families served by 20 volunteers with decorated trunks who stood in the rain with smiles on their faces to pass out candy. In October, we also participated in Trick or Treat on the Square, providing goodies to our 120 Naps kids and over 100 kids in the community, all served by 10 volunteers. For the Christmas parade, we had 10 of our incredible volunteers who gathered in the cold to provide donuts and hot chocolate to the community. At our Easter egg hunt, we gathered at our dear sister, Holly Stevenson's house, to provide a family-friendly environment and a meal through our United Men's ministry for around 120 kids with the hard work of over 20 volunteers, including many of our youth. Finally, for our spring festival, 12 volunteers took on the Tennessee wind on Main Street to provide a presence of Christian love to our neighbors. Our church goes above and beyond to extend an immense outpouring of love and grace through numerous service projects, donations, and relief. This is called our outreach. I would love to share some of the incredible ways that we have met the needs in this community and in our world. In November of 2021, for Thanksgiving, Gallatin FUMC collected over 250 items to create Thanksgiving meals for families connected with our Salva Center and HomeSafe. Through these donations given by our congregation and over 15 volunteers who packed and delivered these boxes, 22 families in Sumner County were given the gift of peace, normalcy, and a hot meal during this holiday season. In December, we became aware of a need of our Family Resource Center of Sumner County. The lack of hygiene supplies for our students weighed heavy on our hearts. In less than a month, we collected 345 pairs of socks, 185 pairs of underwear, 59 tubes of toothpaste, 113 toothbrushes, and 18 bottles of body wash. We were not only able to restock their shelves and completely overwhelm their storage space, but we presented them with a check for $2,700 through the generosity of this congregation. In April, for the second year in a row, we provided handwritten prayer cards and care items to every resident in a Gallatin nursing home. This year, 501 bags were given to these seniors living in this facilities. These bags consisted of items that were donated or bought through monetary donations. On a Wednesday evening, we had over 50 volunteers who showed up to pack these bags in less than 30 minutes. On the Monday after Easter, 5 volunteers loaded into the church van to deliver these care bags, along with providing lunch for the day for over 200 staff members. Lexi and I got the privilege of thanking the Publix workers who began at 5 a.m. that morning to ensure that these sub platters were made fresh for these staff. For a few years now, countless pounds of produce freshly grown has been provided to the patients visiting Salvis Center in the summer months through our Salvis Gardens. An Eagle Scout project completed by one of our very own a few years back built raised garden beds behind the Salva Center. In those beds, we have over 100 plants donated through our Master's Creative Arts, Master Gardeners, the Master Gardeners of Gallatin. The fresh grown produce includes lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, and so much more. Salva Center strives to heal the whole person, mind, and body. Through 5 volunteers who spend all summer raising these plants from seed, watering, weeding, and harvesting these gardens, we're able to provide free and healthy options for their patients. Gallatin Shalom Zone has their street feed program in the months of June and July. This program now includes 5 stops in Gallatin and in Hendersonville neighborhoods. It provides breakfast and lunch for students who typically receive these meals at school through the free and reduced lunch program. We were made aware of a need for funding this year for the program. Pastor James and I prayerfully considered an amount to donate, and as he shared last week, we discerned $4,000 from our home missions fund. I contacted Bethany, the executive director of Gallatin Shalom Zone, and she responded, "That's just how much I needed," and much gratitude. With our donation and the support of 2 other organizations, the prayer for funding for this program has been answered, and we'll begin feeding our children on June 1st. Gallatin FUMC will provide volunteers for 2 weeks in July to help with this ministry. I shared these words in our January Circuit Rider newsletter. In November, Habitat for Humanity of Sumner County held an informational meeting to share the news of their plans to begin affordable housing neighborhood in Gallatin. The organization purchased land off of West Eastland. They chose to name the street Pafford Way and the neighborhood Pafford Place. They chose to dedicate the area to be named after our very own beloved Gordon and Robbie Pafford for their involvement of Habitat over their lives. The Paffords have been instrumental in helping Habitat become rooted in Gallatin's community. During this meeting, God placed a call on Gallatin FUMC to fully build one of the 9 homes in this neighborhood. Through many prayers and conversations, God has opened the door for Gallatin FUMC to extend our long legacy with Habitat for Humanity to build this home. I prayerfully share with you now, we have $37,000 verbally pledged out of the $50,000 we will need. We are projected to begin our build in spring of 2023, which will consist of 8 work weekends where we will serve alongside the family who's chosen to receive this home. Sharing about these amazing organizations we serve through our gift, our service, and our witness, I feel it is only right to share monetary ways that we will support them as well. Through our general fund, we provide monthly support to many organizations, including HomeSafe, Mend Cumberland Resources, which hosts Meals on Wheels, Children or People, Gallatin Senior Center, Gallatin Shalom Zone, Habitat for Humanity, Salva Center, and Gallatin Cares. To share a few tangible numbers of the direct support we're providing, Salva Center receives $1,250 each month. Gallatin Cares receives $417 each month from our church. If you look at this list, it's a clear reflection of our congregation's heart, our heart to provide care and service to our neighbors walking through all kinds of storms in their life. This congregation goes above and beyond just that support for these organizations through designated gifts as well. In the year of 2021 and in the 5 months so far of 2022, through designated gifts given by our members, we have sent $9,920 to Salva Center. To Gallatin Cares, we have sent $10,100. And we have provided $4,984 to UMCOR Disaster Relief. To share more of our support of Gallatin Cares through our Blue Bag Sundays, in 2021, we donated 580 bags filled with groceries for our neighbors. In 2022, just in 5 months, we've already donated 318 bags to Cares. Aligning with our passion of providing food to Sumner County, Larry and Jesse Boyer stepped up in January of 2021 to help our church become more involved with Meals on Wheels, a program offered through Mend Cumberland Resources. We came up with the idea to send out a church-wide calendar for volunteers to sign up. In just 5 short months, we have taken care of a route that provides for 11 citizens. They not only receive a hot meal, balanced 3 times a week in the Gallatin area. We have over 18 volunteers from this congregation rotating to ensure that these seniors are greeted with a smile and a meal every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They have built relationships, offered prayers, and shared both how the volunteers and the seniors have been touched by serving. We became aware of a wait list of over 100 seniors in our area in need of these services offered by Meals on Wheels. The cost to be taken off the wait list was $100 a month. Our outreach committee began to pray about how this church could help seniors move off the wait list and onto a route, begin receiving meals. These prayers became reality when Larry Boyer began visiting many of your Sunday school classes and sharing this need. With much gratitude, I'm very proud to share that we have 4 Sunday school classes and 1 couple from our congregation that is committed to answering these prayers to sponsor an individual. Through these sponsorships, 5 seniors were taken off the wait list and are now receiving 3 hot meals and 2 frozen meals a week. These numbers I've shared reflect more than just a dollar amount or a donation or more than just time spent volunteering. These numbers directly correlate with an answered prayer from a person in need. They represent that our congregation is taking the time to show up, to be faithful. Faithful to serve the needs of our neighbors with the means that God has given us. These numbers mean that our community experiences the love of Christ, whether that be through a smile on your face at their door with a hot meal, the cereal bars you remembered to pick up and bring in your blue bag, the hour you spent pouring into our youth and our children during our programming, or the money you dropped off in the offering plate, or that you give online that keeps our lights on and provides salaries for our staff. It matters. These things can seem small. They aren't. They touch and change lives, and these actions contribute to God's bigger plan to meet the needs of His children. To leave you with one last tangible example, a personal one, I've been eager to share this news with you. It is with much gratitude that I find myself in a position where everything I have comes from this offering plate. The general fund goes to support my salary, so I'm able to live here. My news is that I officially live here in Gallatin. I didn't think I was gonna cry. Okay. Through your support and the help of my parents, I've officially closed on a house this past Friday. I can wholeheartedly say that I'm thankful every day that God called me to this place here with you. I'm thankful to represent a congregation and a church body of not only believers, but this congregation is filled with people who live out their faith. I believe that when we stand at the conclusion of our services and state our love now, however fast I might talk, when we say 1 John 3:18, that we mean it. I believe that when we exit those doors onto Main Street, that we not only love in our words and in our speech, but in our faith and our action. It is because we believe in the truth of the gospel message that Paul shares in the book of Titus. He states, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. While we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to be redeemed from all wickedness and to glorify himself, a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. These then are things you should teach, encourage, and rebuke with all authority. Don't let anyone despise you." I hope that this message gave you a newfound hope that our acts of service do not go in vain. God is using you in this congregation, in this place, in his kingdom to bring about change. Just as Matthew 6:10 states, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.